The White House Report.
Recently, we talked to Sherlyn Ifill, the head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, on the update on Starbucks. Remember that day they shut all the Starbucks down to talk about matters of race? So what happened? Will there be any punishment, actions with teeth, against any employees who go against what was taught that day in that session?
When we were asked right after the incident that happened in the Starbucks in Philadelphia, we received a call from the chair of the board to help Starbucks think through how to respond. In particular, he had decided that he wanted to close all of the 8,000 Starbucks stores across the country for one day to begin a process of beginning to be trained, to have employees trained around anti-bias. And I agreed, along with other civil rights leaders, to assist Starbucks in this, and in particular, to really focus them on the fact that the one-day training was just a small part of the equation, and that, you know, we needed to review the policies of the organization, which are the most important, that training needs to be ongoing. Starbucks is a place that has a lot of turnover in its employee population, and so training has to be embedded into, you know, the onboarding of new employees. We talked about the importance of leadership in the corporation being trained, and they did undergo a training a week before 529 when all of the stores were closed.
But what about punishment for employees? You know, reprimands, something put in your file if it happens. I mean,
you hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head. Anybody who's worked in any industry knows that training in and of itself is not effective. Training has to be accompanied by supervision. So supervisors have to ensure that employees are operating in a way that is compliant with the training. There has to be some kind of discipline when employees depart from the training. It's not just that you show up and you go through some exercises. It has to be fully integrated into the expectations of employees across the company. It's not about feelings. It's about what do we expect of you as an employee. And that's why the policies become so important, because they have to be embedded in policies. Supervisors have to be fully prepared to take seriously those obligations. And then there has to be some form of accountability for those who depart from the procedures that the corporation has identified and implemented and trained all its employees to understand and to work from. So it's a deep process. It is not a one-day process. And part of our effort was to really help Starbucks understand that, to send them the names of the people who we know who do this work, who we know are credible within our own community and who understand and who will not flinch from these issues of bias. And then one of my own, you know, contributions was to really encourage Starbucks to support the creation of a small film, which they did, which was directed by the brilliant documentarian Stanley Nelson, filmmaker, about public accommodations and the relationship between what we saw at that Starbucks and the ongoing struggle, particularly the struggle during this period of the civil rights movement, of African-Americans to be fully respected in public accommodations, to be fully respected in the public space, to be true and complete citizens as it relates to public accommodations. And it was important to me for people to connect this issue that we're seeing today with that history.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan, AURN News.